Man, it's good to see you. It's
You
good to talk
too.
to you. It's good to hear your voice. How's things, man? What's going on?
Oh, things are fantastic. We're kind of easing out of a cold week in Saskatoon, and things are starting to heat up. It'll be temporary, but like it's nice. It's nice in the meantime. How about you?
Man, okay, let me ask you though, before we move on to me, is it going to stay like that? Like the nice little heat wave when I roll through? Because I would love that. I would love it.
Well,
I wouldn't be upset.
Like, you're from Saskatchewan, so you're well aware of the whole, if you don't like the weather, you wait 5 minutes. But yeah, it's been such a roller coaster.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, dude, things are going well over here. We're in Lethbridge right now, coming to you guys in a week. I can't wait. Or a couple week, maybe 2 weeks.
February 7th, same day as your EP release.
I didn't want to plug it, but I'm glad you did.
How lucky we are to get you on release day. I mean, that's extra exciting. But how have the first few dates of the Country Night in Canada tour been?
Yeah, man. It's been so good. I was just saying earlier, like, to be out on the road, especially in the wintertime on our, like, quote-unquote off season. Usually our summertime is the festival season. But to be out here working and being out in front of people and showing off our new music and being able to just entertain and, you know, bring people some happiness in the gray and the snow and the BS that we call winter. Man, I'm living my dream, brother. I'm living the dream.
Love to hear it. Well, I've got tickets for the Saskatoon show. So you, Jordan Pollard, Stephen Lee Olsen. I mean, the energy at the Capitol is just going to be electric, man.
Yeah, dude. And I don't know if you have ever seen Stephen Lee Olsen play a show live, but dude, I was blown away. Like, I'm a competition guy at all times, but like watching this guy on stage, dude, is electrifying. I almost have no words to see it. I need people to see him live because he's not only is he one of the nicest dudes on the planet, one of the most talented, but like the guy is a showman too. Oh, I'm taking notes every time I get to see him play. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I could do something like that. I could be like Steven, you know? It's so cool to be able to have him around, man, and be able to vibe off him. A, because I'm a big fan. B, because I'm a big fan.
Yeah, well, this will be my first time seeing Steven, not my first time seeing you. And just judging by my record of seeing you live, I guarantee he's saying the exact same things about you.
I hope so, man, because him and I's energy together, dude, is insane. Like, I've toured with a bunch of different artists that I absolutely love, but the minute him and I get on the stage or like are interacting with each other in it, like, it's just, it feels so at home. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
That peace, that comfort, the excitement is just, everything is there, man. And I'm grateful to be here, dude. Steven put together an incredible crew. From the drummer, the bass player, the tour manager, the guitar players, the sound guy, like the merch girl, everybody is just on the same page. We all love each other. And I've only known these guys for 10 days. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I feel like they're my family now. And that's just a testament of the people Steven keeps in his company, man.
I got to say, this right here, right now, the amount that you as a person are glowing while you talk about this, I mean, it's pretty safe to say you found your calling in life. The amount of happiness exuded from this.
Dude. I don't have a backup plan, and I did that on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I made sure when I started in this game that there was not going to be a plan B. I don't need there to be a plan B. I found something that I'm so passionate about and that I love doing so much that, like, it's going to work. It has to work. If it doesn't, uh-oh.
Like I said, I'm going to be there with bells on. It's going to be an amazing show. And just, like, from the little bits of footage that that you and Steven have been putting out there, like, I think we're in for an amazing time. And also, like, club show on the tour, too. I mean, the up close personal at the Capitol, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Come on. Yeah, dude. I'm pumped, man. And again, back in my home province, dude, I'm going to be rocking my Saskatchewan Rough Riders jersey.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to be repping.
On EP release day, so there's going to be a little bit of extra celebration in the air, too.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait.
Listen, man. I can't wait, too.
February 7th, Capitol Music Club. Be there, be square. There's still some tickets available, so let's sell this one out.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Jojo, thank you so much.
Hey, all love, my boys. Great to talk to you, dude. We'll see you soon, right?
Yes.
2 weeks now? I think it is 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We'll throw down. We'll have the best night ever.
Can't wait to hug you, dude.
Safe travels, man.
All right, boys. Be good.